This is the Unfiltered Barren Podcast brought to you by Purity. Hi guys, welcome back to the long lost podcast. I mean, it's been ages and I haven't... no vex for me, I beg. Maybe not no vex for me. And back to what that brought me here actually. So I came across this tweet on Twitter and a girl tweeted, "I hate when a guy have too many sad moments, I mean downtime." And this guy replied to her that, "This is the reason why we don't talk. This is the reason why we don't share our problems to you ladies." And that got me thinking. You know, I've always wanted to be in UK. Like, let me know. Now, I want to travel though. So, but let me know. Start with that got me thinking. Why don't men talk? Why are they not expressive? What could be the reason? I know the reason is obvious for something, but I just want to talk about this reason. You know, some guys don't talk, for example, because they are told not to tune into this, their emotional side. They're not encouraged to always talk, to express themselves. Everybody be like, "Hey man, don't be like a lady, you know, free, just let it go. Don't express it." Yeah, don't express yourself. But that's very wrong. That's a very wrong advice. That's very wrong advice from someone. Telling someone not to express themselves is like, what should I say? It's like holding your hunger. Have you ever been so hungry? You know, then somebody be like, don't eat, you're hungry, don't eat, you know? And then from that, it gets to for days when you've not eaten, months, your intestine gets to be eaten up by worms and all of that. And you develop a problem from your blah, blah, blah. And I'm just trying to relate it with people telling people not to express themselves simply because they are guys. But I get it. Everybody wants you to be a man. Everybody wants you to not express yourself. Everybody wants you to, you know, big up, man up, you know, raise your shoulder. That's what a man do. Sorry there. But I feel like you should express yourself, you know. Express yourself. Talk to me. If I'm dating you, I want you to express yourself. I don't want you to be all buying the society rule. Like, I'm not dating the society. I'm dating you. I'm going to give you a big room to express yourself. Like, it's not, it's going to be like a big room for the two of us. Be like, half an hour. I can always spot when a guy is sad. I can always spot it. It's like a big thing I have for myself because I'm a very big advocate of express yourself, talk. You're a guy, you're a man, you're human. You are not differentiated. Talk to me. So the conversation is going to be like this on a normal day. "Hey babe, how far now I did?" Be like, "Oh, I did all right. How far now? How body? It's this, stop your side." And I'll be like, "Oh, cool." But when the conversation is not normal, when I feel like you're sad, it could be like this. "How far now? Babe, what's up?" Be like, "I do right. How far?" I'll be like, come on, it is soap. Yeah, me small. Like, I won't know it is soap. But because you want to do the society thing, and then you'll be like, no, don't worry, I'm okay. Talk out loud, you're not okay. Like, I want to talk. And then I'm not going to pressure you. I'll be like, no pressure, but I still feel like you should talk to me if you need any problem or if you're in any problem. I know, I'm still coming to that. And another reason is because they want to avoid the see finish. Yeah, if I talk to you, just like that girl said, I want to express myself, but then you are putting it on social media just because this moment that I expressed myself is beginning to look like I've been doing it all the time. And this is what all girls do. Most of the girls, yeah, they don't want to hear that part of you or that problem you face while making that money that you're giving to them. They don't want to know. They just want to say, "Hello, babe. How far now? Send me 50k. And you go run them. And then they don't want to know what goes behind the bar or goes behind, that hustling part. They just care about the money for some people. I'm not going to defend my gender here because I've actually conversed with some people and I'm like, where are these people from? Where are they from? Like, do you people got some whole training at all?" Sorry guys, I'm not in UK yet, but you know, I'm wondering what is making these people like this way. No offense. I can defend my agenda when it's the truth. But this time around, I'm just going to say the honest truth. Some people, some ladies, makes it very difficult for a man to express themselves. They all just want to care about the money, like what comes out, how the girl treat me. They come on social media. I hate when a guy do this. I hate when a guy doesn't pick up once. I hate when a guy... Do you actually know what that guy hate about you? Do you even care? Like, what else do you like about this guy? Aside when you tell him, oh, babe, Alpha, send me money. And he does to do the accent. It's, I'm like, oh, you're the sweetest part of my heart. You're the padlock of my key. You are the... I know you've received that money. Yeah, it's going to be the padlock and be the key to your heart. Well, once the money is not there anymore, it becomes... Ah, that bro guy, I asked him for $50 and he wasn't able to sign $50 for me. He automatically becomes the bro guy, automatically becomes the owl. He is always having emotional time, he's always having too many sad time. Oh, he can't even man up. I know, but cut the short story, cut the story short. Please, we ladies need to do better. Ask your man when you feel like you've noticed any difference, when you feel like, oh, he's not cool. I don't know, we're not so blind that we can't tell when our boyfriends are that down, or there's always a little bit difference from their mood. We could give more rooms. We shouldn't always be about the money. I'm talking from a very good side of mine. Another reason is that what society have painted, which is likely going to point to the other part. The first one I said, they are told not to tune into their sad parts. It's the society. We are the society. Don't push it to our mothers, because you're not expressive to anyone, you're still going to tell your child, hey boy, I want you to know that you're the man of the house, you're the head of the house, and you're supposed to do what? Man up. Whatever happens, don't ever express yourself to a lady. You provide for the house, you hear me? But you're giving the wrong thing to this guy. He grows up, he tells his generation, and that person tells his other one. And then it goes on and on and on. I will keep building this man of... men who have a lot of things to share, but they can't, because the society keeps saying that you're a man, man up. And it's quite crazy. As I'm saying, it's quite crazy. I want to date people. I want to date someone who can tell me things. I'll be like, how far, babe? How far is this job? And it's very mature something. I mean, it's a very, that's the guy. I want to have a playmate. Tell me what is this stuff for your life. I want to know. And I go tell you. And I'm never going to be like, this guy doesn't talk too much. No, I'm never going to be like that. I'm a very big advocate of express yourself, and there's no time I'm going to, because you are, I don't know the kind of person you are dating, but you should date someone who you're comfortable with. Date someone who you complete with. Date someone who understands you. Date someone who, that is very big advice to everyone out there. Don't date because of being nyash. I know you want nyash, but please date someone who understands you. I came across this tweet and it was so pleasing to the heart. I can't really say all about the tweet, but it was so pleasing to the heart for the fact that he's dating someone that understands him. You know, someone that it's like I'm quite like elaborating this one too much, but let's leave it here. And another reason a guy doesn't want to be expressed is, if I say it, would that be a solution? I know on a normal ground, guys make more money than ladies, as assumed. But we ladies have money. I'm not going to lie. We ladies have money. Okay, let me say this way. In a society where a guy will ask, be broke, and then he asks his friend, a male friend, I always be like, oh, but I don't get money. He asks another of his friends, of which guys usually don't find it really okay asking a guy, because they know they will not give them. So in a situation where you are broke, you really need help, you ask a guy, half an hour, beg, I need help, I will give you next week. But if it's a guy, a girl, half an hour, I need money, please. Could you, like, she could ask five boys like this, and then these five boys send it to her ASAP. Like, I mean, ASAP. But if it's your fellow guy, let's not talk about society, let's talk about ourselves. We human, let's not put society into it. The high time you guys stop seeing your fellow guy as being, you know, be man, you can't ask me money, you can't ask me money. Ha, now you start that more, now they do, I'm shaw. That kind of, now they do, and we pass the same thing. There's, even if, let me not say, there's this thing about when you're with the right person. I don't have it all, but I will always look out for, I will always find something to do concerning whatever your problem is. I don't know about any other person, but deep down my heart, that's who I want to be and that's who I am. Whatever your problem is, as somebody I really love, I'm just, when you tell me something that's wrong with you, I might not be 100%, I might not provide the 100% solution to whatever your problem is, but at least I will try so hard to make sure that I give 80% or 70%. It depends on how things are, on what the problem is. I'll try to be of help at least 70%. I don't know the kind of people you've met, but I want you to know that there was going to be a solution when you say, I know your problems, like you guys say, 100% of your problems are money. Oh, I want to buy this car, I want to build this house, I want to do this. Is money again? My problem is money too. 100% of them is money. No, 100%. I'm not gonna lie. So, 70% of my problem is money. The rest is like family. I need to kid of my dad. I need to make him so rich. You know, that kind of thing is my problem. So, money is still in it. So, 100%. Let's talk about 100%. 100% is like, literally everybody, when there is money, there's happiness. When that's the same thing they say in a relationship, when there's no money, there's no happiness in the, but fuck it, sorry for using the F word, but F it, find someone who understands it anyways. And another thing is like the baba of all, not baba of all, it's the same thing, is the physiological thing where everybody say there's always this difference between a man, and it's the same thing. So everybody can always tell the difference between a man and a woman. A man can carry this heavy lift, you know, but a woman can't. A man is supposed to bottle up things, but a woman can't. Guys, I did beg you now, try to express yourself, find the right person. That's all that matters to me. Find the right person, even if it's human. Majority of the guys are always expressive, or maybe 20% expressive to their mother, or 30% expressive to their mother, because it's their mother that understand. So this is the ladies, I'm going to beg all of you to please make this room convenient for them to express themselves. Don't be all about the money. You don't care about how this guy is trying to figure out things about his life. You just want him to send that money ASAP. 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 And when he doesn't send it, he becomes a broke guy. He becomes a broke wally. He becomes a broke iffy. He becomes a broke Femi. Femi, I always like, oh, cheat. Anyways, he becomes a broke boy when he doesn't bring it. And then problem, kata kiskit, start happening in your relationship. So to everyone listening, you're a girl, give this room for this your babe. I know this asa where you put padlock for. If you don't get money, that padlock don't come out. If you put angry face for that, this girl is sad to talk. So give room for this guy. He wants to talk. But whenever he sees your face, you don't really belong. You don't really belong, like, and then you'll be like, Omo, make I just leave him. You know, no make sense. And then he has this build up anger. He might not really say it. He has this build up anger, and then he channels it to another thing. maybe not entirely talking to you, but he channels it to maybe when you ask him something, his body start biting him and all of that. But that could be like he wants to express himself, but he can't, because you all want to tell him how to act as a man. You all want to tell him to do this as a man. You all hate a lot of things because he's a man. You all want to break the barrier, but the barriers are guys exclusive. Yeah, we've been breaking this barrier, and it's looking like the barriers have been broken. Then another bridge is created. Then the guys are locked out. We have this program. She does this. She did this. She does this. She did this. And then can we have something like we do this? We blah blah blah. We are always saying she codes. Ha, code, ha, blah, 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 blah. Programs for ladies and these guys. I know, in as much as guys want to, let them have their thing. But some guys haven't even figured out their life. Some guys, I know, that it's expected that guys should figure out their life. And then girls will marry and then figure it out in her marriage. That is what the society has created. But my dad didn't put me that way. He didn't put me to figure my life out when I get into a man's house. He taught me to figure myself out so it won't be a problem in the marriage. He taught me that if I am with my man, it's like it's going to be like a real thing, a balanced thing. When I'm down, he's off to put me up to. When he's down, I'm ready to pull him up, that kind of thing. I feel like this thing that every parent should always talk about, tell their children. Your life doesn't end in marriage, or your riches doesn't grow up from your marriage. I know, we are always like under pressure to marry. Your friend just got married to this rich man. You also want to rich man. Don't want to end up in poverty. Who rich man wants to end up with a poor person like you? Rich man wants to end up with that person. I know we are always like, I don't want to end up with this poor boy. If he doesn't have money, I'm not dating him. The fucking boy doesn't want to date you because you are poor too. For you to have that such mentality, he doesn't want to date you. You are poor too. So this kind of thing makes the whole society very disgusting for me. I don't want to date society. I want to date somebody like me and the person. Let's have a genuine conversation all the time. I'm not doing the community service something. I don't bring the world wants you to do this. In fact, to talk, I'll be to put an end to this. Like to end my conversation or to end my talk. Please, guys, ladies, give more room to these guys. I know we all want to be rich in a man's house, but that's the thing that makes us want to. I don't like guys like this. I don't like guys like this. Does this guy like you? I don't know, but that's a problem anyways. But please give more rooms for these guys. Guys, please try to express yourself. At least let it not be like I'm snatching anybody's boyfriend. But if you want to talk, I mean, if you need someone to talk to, I'm not a shoulder. Don't lean on me. If you lean on me, you're going to fall. So I just want you to talk to me. I know if I can help you, I will. No, don't call me. I need 1 million. I don't have 1 million. Don't ask me. I don't have 1 million. I'm just there going to be like this. This diary for you, you know. Oh, period. Today was a little bit down for me, you know. I'll be that person. Today motivate, you know, normally they say we know they motivate here, but fuck it, I didn't motivate die. I the hustle for person die. Anyways, guys, I'm just going to drop these few people I've traded with, and they're very reliable, fast, 247 payments. Chino Exchange, you should try him out, and then trade by Treasure. These people are very fast, reliable. You know, like when you tell them I want to buy, they be like, they don't like ASAP. The transaction don't go, and no noise, no. I send you money since, no do me. Trade with them, Chino Exchange, and trade by Treasure. Check them out on their IG, and if you need their number, I'll be dropping their details down. Trade with them, and thank you guys for staying this long before you hear from me. Next podcast, we're going to have people, guys, to talk about the reason or to hear from them. I'm just basically talking from what I've, like, noticed. You get. So I'll have a guy tell me more about his fellow guys. Mm-hmm. It might not be, like, really defining for all the guys, but then I'll hear part of the reason why guys personally don't like expressing themselves. Meanwhile, tell your friend about my podcast, share my podcast, follow me on all social media platforms and all of that. And, you know, share my podcast to your friends. I want to blow, and I need to blow with my friends. You know, with my friends sharing my link to my friend, to their friends, I want to blow. I don't tire. You have a nice voice. And I know they chop the nice voice. I won't blow. So share my podcast too. Share my podcast. I did tell you now. So, you know, when I blow, I know several podcasts. I go say, ah, now my purity. I know be your purity. I beg go. Now I'm your purity. Share it too. So we go enjoy it together. You get it. So meanwhile, do have a great evening. See you guys soon.